We're here with Daryl McDade, and we're going to take a look at a new product from Seismic. And tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah. Really excited about this. So we just last Thursday in New York City at an event launched or partnered with Seismic and Advertising Age to launch this new product called Seismic Look. Really taking a new approach to Twitter and trying to bring Twitter to the masses. And I think that, you know, the feedback so far has been really, really positive. And I think we've largely hit the mark here with these guys, and I'm pretty proud of the work that we've done with them as partners.
So tell us, what sets Look apart from other Twitter clients?
Well, I think I can answer that question by giving you a little bit of background. When we first connected with Seismic on the project and sort of started thinking about this, we started with the premise that we wanted to make Twitter approachable and easy to use for anyone.
Yeah.
And not just anyone, but we wanted to make any computer user, whether they're familiar with Twitter, whether they're not, making it really easy for them to jump into Twitter. And, you know, we partnered with these guys and we did some usability testing and reached out to some real human beings, right? Like, you know, one of the things that when we were screening people for this usability test, one of the questions we asked them was, how familiar are you with Twitter? And you know, we consciously went after people for their feedback if they were either not at all familiar with Twitter or knew something about Twitter but hadn't really used it very much, etc. So we wanted to create the Twitter experience that would actually get these folks, you know, into Twitter or at least consuming the tweets, because we got some feedback pretty early on, you know, in discussions with the Twitter team that they were really excited about the focus on the consumer, the broad consumer base, and they gave us the feedback that they wanted it to be, whatever experience we delivered, it should be immediately usable by anybody, and it shouldn't matter if they have a Twitter account or not.
Yeah.
They just want to have them consuming the tweets, which is kind of an insightful moment. You know, it seems a little counterintuitive, but it really was a big driver in the design process. So that's a long way of answering your question, but to say that we've really tried to optimize the experience for A, the non-Twitter familiar user, and B, make it really usable out of the box and giving people the richest possible experience and deepest possible experience without them needing to have a Twitter account.
Yeah, and it also helps the Twitter account owners too, in that if they have a whole bunch of different Twitter accounts, this gives them one place to aggregate that.
So, yeah, that's actually a great point. One of the things that we do have in the app, the Seismic guys actually host a service called a channel, channels. And a channel is an aggregation, like you said, of Twitter activity from an advertiser, publisher, or an organization, you know, all in one spot. So, you know, a great example would be, I'll use Kodak, which was one of the launch partners. They have several Twitter accounts, whether it's Kodak deals, whether it's, you know, something around sharing specific photos or great photos from third-party sites, and personalities, right? Their CMO, a guy named Jeff Hazlett, big Twitter guy.
Yeah.
You know, for folks like my mother, who might be interested in photos and might be interested in Kodak, she's actually a Kodak owner, if she wanted to track everything Twitter and connect with some of the personalities from Kodak, et cetera, how could she find all those things in one spot? It's not necessarily going to be intuitive to her how to do that and how to find that, so that the channel sort of solves that problem for her. And it's interestingly enough, we actually got that feedback, you know, when talking to users in sort of the development stages of the product. I think it came out in two ways, or two big things came out of the user feedback was, one, give me some place to start because I just don't know where to start.
Yeah.
Who should I start following? And or I won't even say who should I start following, because those folks didn't really know what following is.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we heard was, how can you help me with this, what I call the breadth problem? Kodak has all of these accounts and all these personalities. How can you help me with the breadth of what they have going on? And then the other thing we heard was what I'll call an authenticity problem. So because most users on Twitter are aliased to some name that makes no sense to anyone, Ashton Kutcher, I believe, is still the most popular guy on Twitter, still has the most followers, but he's A plus K.
Yeah.
My mom wouldn't necessarily know to go look for A plus K, she's going to go look for Ashton Kutcher or Shaquille O'Neal, who's an interesting case. If you were to go to twitter.com/Shaq, it's not Shaq at all. It's some guy who's squatting on Shaq.
Yeah.
Shaquille O'Neal's actually the real Shaq. So you have this aliasing problem. So there's this trust and authenticity challenge for, you know, the non-Twitter familiar user. And so we tried to sort of solve some of that stuff as well.
And so for people like you who probably use Twitter quite a bit, what is the value that you see in Look for yourself?
Great question. For me, I use it because I can't get enough of it, because the experience is really sort of, we try to optimize for a really great cinematic experience, almost a game-like experience.
It's like Media Center for Twitter.
You know, I think it's even better than that.
Yeah.
I think it's, if we want to use a Microsoft product to compare it with, I'll say it's kind of like the Xbox dashboard.
Yeah, the Xbox interface experience for Twitter.
And unfortunately, I don't have a, if I had my HP Touch Smart here, I'd actually show you how we do it with a remote control. It's actually fabulous. So if anyone out there has an HP Touch Smart, highly recommend you download the app and try it with your remote control. Outstanding. So for me, I use it because I find it wildly entertaining. I can't think of a better way, you know, to experience sort of tweets. And one of the things that we do in the interface is try to make, one of our mantras when we were working with these guys to get this done was, we worked with their engineering team, and it was, the tweet should be the show.
Yeah. Right?
And so each tweet is sort of like on display, and it's kind of on stage, and it really makes for a great experience. And then I think the other big thing, you know, and I'll freely admit this, I'm not even embarrassed to say that, you know, one of the things that the Seismic guys have done that's actually, I think, particularly smart, and in response to that feedback, where should we, how can we give users someplace to start? They have this thing called an interests directory, which curates kind of the best of Twitter in a bunch of different categories that are logical to users. News, politics, sports, celebrities, entertainment, music, etc. And it allows you to experience the tweets of some folks that you might not otherwise experience. And for a guy like me who is sort of familiar with Twitter, I don't have to reveal to anyone that I actually really enjoy following Kim Kardashian's tweets. I'm not embarrassed to say that. I'm not embarrassed to say that. I find her wildly entertaining. She, Paris Hilton, Dr. Phil, Stan Lee, Marvel Comics. I mean, a lot of these folks I actually find really entertaining. And I might not have otherwise found or followed these folks, but for, you know, this experience. And it's actually really fun, really entertaining.
So can we walk through and take a look here?
Absolutely. So the first thing that a user will see if they go and download this, available today, seismic.com/look. First thing you get is you get a kind of a walkthrough experience, sort of a call it a tutorial walkthrough. But once you sort of clear that, as soon as the app starts, you get this animated view of what's trending on Twitter. Not all that information is valuable, let's be honest. As we see that, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Not everything that you see in trending topics is all that valuable. But the idea here is that without ever having to have done anything, now a brand new user to Twitter is sort of part of the conversation. They can see what's being talked about. And we thought that was pretty important so that they kind of felt plugged into the Twitter sphere. And then if they wanted to sort of drill in on any one of these topics, right? So as an example, Mass Effect is trending, which I believe they just released. It was either a patch or an upgrade, something like that. But you can sort of just drill in and see what people are talking about around Mass Effect. And so this is kind of what I was talking about, the tweet being the show.
Right? Yeah.
Each tweet kind of gets its own highlight, own drop shadow.
And you're using the arrow key to go up and down through those?
I am. It actually works great on touch. If we had gestures, right, I can sort of flip through these things and it scrolls really really beautifully. I can grab our scroll bar here and move through this much quicker.
And right? What's the technology behind this? What is this running on? Is this WPF, Silverlight?
Ah, great question. So, yeah, this is a WPF application, runs on Windows. Runs great on Windows. We even do some clever stuff. When we launched it, we were tracking a lot of the tweets, like what were people saying about it. One of the more fun moments for me was one of the tweets was, "Oh my God, Seismic Look uses jump lists." And I was pretty excited that someone found that. It almost felt like we gave them an Easter egg to find.
Yeah.
And I was pretty happy with that. I didn't think anyone would find that Easter egg, so I was pretty happy with that one.
Yeah.
It's interesting. A lot of folks are saying that they're really excited that, you know, this is a Windows application. It runs on Windows 7. And the one thing that I do want to make super clear that I may not necessarily be clear, it has jump lists. Folks are really excited about some of the Windows 7 specific features that it has, but it runs on any version of XP that supports .NET 3.5, SP1.
Yeah.
So XP, Vista, and 7.
Excellent.
So if we go back, I mentioned this, the interest directory. Again, categories that should make sense to anybody, right? News, sports, entertainment, celebrities. And once you start getting into this, and again, I'm going to just get you hooked. I promise you, I'm going to get you hooked on Kim Kardashian's tweets. And this is one of the things that I love about the app, and I love about her. So first of all, we do this really beautiful thing with the background image, right? So we take her Twitter background, and it just becomes a sort of beautiful backdrop for her tweets. One of the other clever things we do is there's three specific services that are supported today: TwitPic, TweetPhoto, and YFrog. If there's a picture posted, we'll actually prefetch that picture and render it in line in the tweet.
Nice.
So, again, one of the reasons that I love following her tweets is that she makes this a very entertaining experience. She's always taking pictures, and I find that very fun. You know, she's dating Reggie Bush. I think this is his nephew or something like that. Maybe it's his son. Reggie, tell me. Another great one.
Jim.
You really should call him.
We'll figure that out.
Paris Hilton, another one that I find wildly entertaining. She is, I think she's admittedly narcissistic, and that makes for a great Twitter experience, following experience, because she's always taking photos of herself and wherever she is, and I think it's really, really fun.
It's important for me as a person to know when she goes to bed and when she's packing her luggage, so I can plan my day.
I really think you should start your morning this way.
Yeah.
What could be more important to start your day than to know what Paris is up to?
I can't imagine. I mean, I've been spending all my time on, like, CNN and stuff, so clearly I'm in the wrong place.
So maybe, you know, something like following Bill would be a little bit more...
He follows us on Channel 9.
Fantastic. Well, so maybe following Bill might be, you know, more your speed.
Yeah, definitely.
But again, for me, one of the great things about this interest directory is that it's been a great discovery tool. And I feel like if it's been that for me, I think it'll certainly be that for people who aren't all that familiar with Twitter.
Yeah.
In any one of these categories, I'm always finding someone who I think is wildly interesting. Stan Lee is another guy who I actually find, you know, has really great tweets. You know, they're written in this really authentic voice. And I've been a fan of Marvel Comics since I was, you know, very young. And I just find it really great that I can connect with the guy or at least feel connected to the guy through his tweets. It's a really, really great experience. And then I kind of mentioned this whole notion of channels, and this has been one of the more fascinating pursuits in this whole thing, is how can you bring together some of the intent that you have with brand owners, advertisers, publishers, organizations around using Twitter for whatever they use it for, whether that's, you know, proactive outreach to users of a product, whether it's reactive technical support, or, you know, promotional things around deals, or connect people with personalities on a more social level. Whatever the intent is, we feel like, you know, the Seismic guys have created a really great platform for that connectivity between, you know, the brand owner and the consumers of the tweets to really create a really great experience where they're all connected. The list here, I think at the event, the launch event, we had Red Bull, Kodak, and the Huffington Post, who were launch partners, who were on stage and sort of walked through their channels. That was really great. There's a bunch more coming I can't tell you about, but when they're ready, we'll certainly be tweeting that a whole lot, and be excited about that. But the notion of a channel is that it brings together a bunch of disparate activity, you know, spread across Twitter, all the accounts, all the personalities, into one, you know, really beautifully branded location, the brand's logo. And even on the level of the personalities, we do something really great with these avatars. So if you see that down there in the lower left corner, right, we give Reggie this really great avatar. Same thing with Shaun White. Any of these athletes, and to be clear, these are all athletes at Red Bull sponsors, and so they wanted to really highlight their athletes because they think their athletes would really make the brand. And this becomes just a really great way to show off not only the athletes' tweets, but also, you know, a really just beautiful experience.
And for people who want to try this out, where can they get it?
Seismic.com/look, available today.
Excellent. Well, thanks for showing us this.
Happy to do it.